I'm Buns. I live in Antarctica, and I can tell you firsthand the ice is melting. The ocean is rising, and I can go outdoors in a t-shirt now and live to tell about it.
I'm Barb, and I live on Plastigono Beach, and I'm all in favor of global warming. If the world were a beach, it would be a better place to live.
It sure would be a beach.
Ain't that a beach? Rachel Maddow, she said nothing could be more boring than health care reform, but the way the right-wing crazies are attacking health care reform makes it one of the most interesting subjects she's ever covered.
Yeah.
There is such lunatic...
Well, yes. Yeah, I do have something to say. I did go to a town hall meeting, and just lucky for me, it was really close by, and it was Senator Udall, and he was like 45 minutes late, and I could tell who was Republican because they were grumbling about, well, their time is important too, and the truth was all those grumbling were retired, because you could tell. But their time was so much, you know, at least as important as a senator's. And when he did get in, he did apologize and said there was rain and fog in Santa Fe, and that's the, you know, capital. And he was very gracious and very politically correct. And the first time I sat down, and I brought my little camera, I was hoping I, you know, would tape some of this stuff. But unfortunately, I didn't get charged enough, so it was pretty much a wipeout. And I was a little too, I was right behind the microphone, so I was only going to get the back, so I moved later. But beforehand, I just said to the person next to me, well, how you feel? Or are you angry about things? Or because I could sense some tension. He said, he seemed real relaxed at first. And when I said, is anyone sitting there? He says, well, I don't see anybody. And I said, well, how do you feel? Are you angry about anything? And he says, and he started off on this big crap, you know. They're going to raise their taxes and blah, 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 blah. So I knew, okay, be careful here. And he said, and he wasn't even born in the United States. And I just said, well, that they have these Republicans, old Republicans worked up who have the time to go in the daytime when the senators are there. And they have meetings beforehand and whip them up. I mean, they may be angry beforehand for some reason, but I think it's, they instill these fears, you know, something horrible is going to happen and you're going to have to pay more taxes. And they never, ever, ever stop to think about what about the millions who have nothing.
Well, they're saying, too, that it's going to cover immigrants. No, it's American citizens. We're not going to turn people away. If you come in and your hand is cut off, they're not going to say, well, here's your Band-Aid.
Yeah.
They're not going
right.
To.
And so I saw another seat further down the line where it looks like at least have kind of an angle toward the microphone. And I said, well, I'm going to see if I can get that seat over there. Well, I didn't mean to offend you. Oh, no, nothing. Everything you said is valid. I just want to, like, a better shot for the camera. You know, I'm trying to really be conscientious about not whipping anybody up because I think that these crowds could turn and kill, you know. So I moved down, and I'm sitting by this huge, huge man who's dripping way over into both seats next to him. And I don't want to offend him in any way, so I make little as much as I can, and it's hard to do. And I start talking to this woman next to me, I mean, just little bits, you know, because it's like after that first experience, and I'm feeling the tension in the room. I don't want to start any riot or anything. And then I don't know how it gets started that we're talking. I don't know who said something first. But one thing after the other, and I let her know, well, I'm an RN working, and I don't have health care, and I need an operation. And she was talking about how she thought she had insurance, and her husband had some big, fat heart problem, and they went for some surgery and found out they only covered $2,500, and they thought they had real good coverage. And I said, oh, no, that's really, that's really rough. And she says, yeah, and I used to work for an insurance company. I was in the actuary department or something, you know, something I don't really understand what it is. And I'm really suspicious of anybody working for insurance companies. But she explained how she wasn't in that part that promoted, you know, profit, this, that, and the other. It's more like examining what's really happening in the world and what are you going to do in the future and blah, blah, blah. And she says, oh, no, you must have really had a hard time. She says, well, luckily, Medicare kicked in because he was of that age and it picked up an awful lot of it. But she understands how, you know, if he had been like 1 or 2 years younger, he wouldn't have been covered at all other than $2,500. Can you imagine heart surgery and being laid up in the hospital and being laid off work and all that? And you don't have, all you have is $2,500. The coverage, you know, they would have lost everything. So she was completely, she says, something has to be done. And but the most vocal people are the anti-reform people. There was this woman who walked to the front with a sign that said, uphold the Constitution. And I'm thinking, what logic do you have here? What does that mean? I mean, because we're trying to do better for more people, somehow we're trying to wreck the Constitution. I mean, I didn't say any of that, but I'm thinking, I'm baffled. What? There was a bunch of cheers and yelling and clapping. And it's like, this is a crazy, massive, illogical, self-interested only people. How do you deal with that? But anyway, it was an interesting experience. And at that time, Udall was saying that the public option, I think he said one-payer system was off the table. They're not even considering it. And I'm thinking, oh, shoot. But it was just an interesting experience. And even though we were a village, there were 3 TV stations there, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and El Paso. We're kind of between all of them. And it works. And people were saying, I saw you on TV. Well, I was just sitting in the audience. I didn't get up and say anything. But several people said that, you know, it's like, I'm thinking big whoopee. And I'm not, you know, I'm not saying, well, I used to be active in the Green Party nationally. I'm just sitting in the audience and they're getting excited. But anyway, it was interesting. Oh, the giant guy next to me, and to be nice, and because he was feeling claustrophobic and stuff, and plus we all were, I asked everybody to move down a couple inches, and everybody did, you know, move their chairs a little bit so we wouldn't be so super tight. And then later on, the insurance lady beside me was attacked by the big man who had made, he overheard a comment, she said to me. And he also said to me, do you live here? I said, oh, yeah, I do live here. Well, they've been putting plants, you know, the Democrats have been putting plants in here. I heard that they were offering balloons and food. I'm thinking, oh, boy, that's really wild. Because I didn't say it to him, but I'd heard the opposite, that other organizations were planning all these Republican teabagger type people just to raise hell because they thought that their insurance, their premiums would go up or they had to pay more. And, you know, but I've never heard the opposite coming. And at the end, he attacked the insurance person saying, well, I don't care what you say. I'm a doctor. I'm a retired doctor. Just go tell that to somebody. It'll impress. I'm thinking, here's a guy weighing probably more like 500 pounds, bragging about being a doctor. I don't know how to formulate what that felt like. I don't even know what I thought, but it just seemed so ironic. And if he was overhearing, you would hear that I'm a working RN without insurance and needs an operation. That didn't matter to him. Well, what did you find out?
Well, I can't find it, and I thought it was
Media
Matters.
But anyway, I printed out what the link you sent, basically, except it has blanks where there were links. I don't know why that is. But he just totally twisted the whole thing, trying to make like President Obama wants to mandate circumcision.
I say we castrate Limbaugh, but not that he has any balls. Well,
Well,
I mean, it would be an action in futility.
Well,
we couldn't find him to begin with.
He's such an easy target, you know, and I just don't see how anybody could be supportive of him in any way.
Oh, I hear he's getting a divorce. I'll bet it's because his wife couldn't find that circumcised thing.
Well, I found out that he had been arrested in an airport because he had illegal Viagra. Just a crack from your friend Greg Ferguson. And in response to President Obama's stimulus package, Rush Limbaugh proposed his own stimulus package. That's true, you see. That's what the country needs. What we need is a stimulus package proposed by a fat DJ. That's what's going to set the country back on track. Actually, Rush Limbaugh's stimulus package is just a package containing a big bottle of stimulants. Because, you know, he does like the pharmaceuticals. And Mr. Wonderful, Rush Limbaugh says feminism was established so as to allow unattractive women easier access to the mainstream of society. We're not sexist, we're chauvinist. We're male chauvinist pigs, and we're happy to be, because we think that's what men were destined to be. We think it's what women want.
And he is the perfect specimen of a human being, or human male.
Well, he's a perfect specimen of a male chauvinist pig, among other...
He's a perfect specimen of a sperm whale.
That's pretty good. Well, Derry mentioned the Institute of Human Continuity.
Oh, yes.
And I'm a proud holder of a lottery ticket. And I did this just for fun. And they told me to be sure and write down that number. And I wrote it down because they wouldn't let me print it out. I could do a screenshot, but then you couldn't read the screenshot. So I went ahead and did a screenshot and wrote the number down. So I have a lottery number. And if I'm chosen, I'll be one of the few who can stay in a very special shelter in 2012.
If you've just written down the number, how do we know you didn't steal it off someone else's computer? You show up and say, I'm MDZ398724.
Right.
And I go, she stole my number.
Well,
that's my number.
You know, even though they don't identify themselves in any way connected to a movie, 2012, there's some possibility it's a promotion for that movie, 2012.
Well... That is much ado about nothing, but there is so much you can do to prepare, and I think it's jump on the bandwagon, take the side of the crazies, and let's make the most out of this end of the world, you know, and let's put on 80 pounds and live on cheesecake and run.
And let's just do it as much as we want to.
Where's that heroin, you know? And,
heroin is a drug or a woman who's brave? Both.
I'm going to be both. I'm going to be a heroin on heroin.
What were you doing 1999, New Year's Eve?
You know, I remember that. And I wrote an article years ago about if I could go back in time, I'd go back to 1999. We had it made then. You know, you thought about maybe a new car, a new house, or some home improvements. You thought about your kids growing up straight and strong and what college they would go to. And you kind of had high hopes and optimism about the upcoming century. And we had Dan Rather. We had Tom Brokaw. We had Peter Jennings. All respectable news people who delivered us the truth every night.
And delivered no evil.
Really.
For thine is the kingdom.
Peter died. Rather got canned because he questioned the Bush.
Yeah, that was a shame.
And,
but I mean, actually, 1999, 12 o'clock, I mean, were you, you know, they were predicting all these.
We had a couple of friends over, and we had champagne, and we had some little confetti that kept turning up for years on down the road.
But did you think, I mean, James might have known better, being a computer literate, progressive person, but there was all these predictions of Y2K disasters. And
that it would wipe out all the information.
Well, yeah, and it was nothing. Well, I had a little party. I mean, I just had an apartment at the time, and I had a party, and mostly they left really early to go to bigger parties, And a few stayed who were like real friends and hung it out with me. But you didn't know. I mean, mostly you don't know. I did not do anything special, like have a bunch of water saved or any solar-powered radio. I did not do anything special. I guess I didn't really believe anything much would happen. But at the same time, some little part of you wonders, well, is there any truth to this, that everything could go haywire, you know, that kind of thing? But these predictions for 2012, December 21st, are like from total destruction at the most to down to the Earth as we have known it will be so different. And it's just wacky. And they come up with this quasi-scientific info of how there's got to be disturbances in the atmosphere due to sun.
I do believe that part, that things line up and gravity exerted and all
right.
The water in
think,
the center of
yeah.
the Earth is molten, so it's liquid too. And I do believe there could be earthquakes and
some indication that there's going to be some kind of physical manifestations.
But this old planet's going to still be spinning.
But will we feel them?
Yeah.
Right. There could be a tsunami, and there could be a few people, you know, there could be people hurt. I think that that's possible. It sounds like from even, let's say, I mean, if Discovery Channel puts out a thing, yeah, they include the mythology and all that, but they also include some scientific data. But even they don't know what the real outcome will be. But it looks like there's going to be some tug and pull and something going on. We just don't know how much and how we're going to be affected. And then some people go as far as to say that Planet X, whatever that is going to collide. And that's the little bit much there.
Well, remember the age of the Aquarius when the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars.
And I didn't feel a thing about that, did you?
And that peace will guide the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of did. I wanted to be a part of the age of Aquarius, but it didn't happen.
Well, they keep holding out these, you know, these predictions. I mean, everybody's gone through some kind of prediction that's devastating. Whether it was, like, as I've said, from my youth, I remember, you know, that actually preachers would say sometimes, well, Thursday on March the 34th. Well, no, they didn't say that. But so say March the 30th. You know, 1979, the world will end, whatever. And when you're really, really young, you don't really know, but you kind of think, what, you know? And then the day comes and it goes. It's like, well, that was nothing. And they're never wrong because God decided to grant more time.
Remember that crazy cult that they rented this mansion, like in, I don't know if it was Beverly Hills, but it was one in those really exclusive communities
mm-hmm.
in California, and they all went there and they put in like cots and they all killed themselves and covered themselves in purple shrouds or something. It was just so weird. Mm-hmm. And the end of the earth didn't come, and it's like, ha ha, joke to me.
Well,
I'm going to die laughing at you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when it comes close to 2012, I don't know how I'm going to be feeling. I think there's going to be definitely more and more programs, websites, and a bigger notice of, oh, 2012's coming, and then more controversy.
Oh, we just jump right on the bandwagon and, you know, the sky is falling.
Well,
the sky is falling, you know. Pack up the babies and grab the old lady.
What song is that?
Brother loves Pat yeah, and Salvation
right. There'll be much, much more talk and debate about it as the time gets closer.
And repent.
Yeah, but I can see a big party 2012. I mean, it's a good excuse for a party, no matter what you believe. The 21st, you can make it into a big Christmas party, you know. Well, Christmas and doom, end of time party.
Well, I like the idea of a pot where everybody selects the end date. And the winner gets all the money from the pot, whoever's closest.
But what if but there isn't an end date?
and then, well, like I suggested to Dow Jones, you know, let
you mean Dada Dow Jones?
Yeah.
Our El Paso friend.
I suggested to him, why don't we just cut the crap and say I won? Because if we wait till the last minute and I find I've won billions and billions, I can only enjoy it for 1.5 seconds because the earth ends.
Mm-hmm.
So we just cut the crap and have a big party.
Yeah. A pool party, you said.
Yeah, because the pool party, because it'd be like a football pool where mm-hmm. you know, bet on the scores and all.
Mm-hmm.
But I have something I want to rant and rave about. I'm very angry about this. Of course, I am a huge Kennedy admirer, and when Senator Edward Kennedy died, every American lost a best friend. Well, Mr. Bongo Journalist wrote in there, and I do not appreciate it, Bongo Journalist. The title is, anybody here see my old friend Teddy? Can you tell me where he's gone? And he wrote, yes, I saw the old rapist and murderer. He was in the lower pit of hell kissing Mao's ass.
Wait a minute. Did somebody put that on our blog?
Yes.
And, of course, you deleted it, right?
No, I left it there.
Is that recent? I didn't see that.
Yes, and I wrote, Buns and Barb said, why are you so bitter? Mr. Kennedy's life was not perfect. He was human.
Uh-huh.
He has redeemed himself many times over for any wrong that he has done. He is no rapist nor murderer. On your visit to hell, you made a serious mistake. Senator Kennedy was nowhere there. Or, what were you doing in hell? The angels saw his every move and mistake. He's one of them now. He is in divine grace. Let he who was without sin cast the first stone.
Where is that? I'm looking at the blog now. I don't see it.
At the bottom of comments on Kennedy. Anybody here see my old friend Teddy?
But I just see Jose and your answer. I don't get it. I don't see it.
Huh. Well, it's on that little screwy thing, then, maybe.
Is it, we're talking about Facebook or on the actual blog? Must be on the Facebook.
I'm on the actual blog, yeah.
I'm on the wrong thing. Top 10 reasons. Let me go back. Okay, hold on. Let me go down. You know, I don't mind if crazies ride at all. Because, you know, we want to hear everything. Okay, two comments.
I was so angry that
Bongo Journalist. Okay, good for you. You know, something too, I was working like the day after he died or the day of that he died. And there's a giant old-fashioned projection screen TV, which you can't really see the nurse's station so high up anyway. It's got such a block, but you can hear. And I thought, I'd like to hear stuff, you know, but I don't control the TV. I don't allow myself to. The residents don't usually have anything to do with it, but the aides, if they want to change the channel, fine. But if they're not paying any attention, and I just want to hear while everybody's busy, I wanted to hear some tributes to Kennedy. And I told one of the aides, well, you know, I was trying to find some news channel so I could hear some stuff. And they did the best they could, this one dude, and he landed on Fox News. Quote, news network, unquote. And
the in Fox that noise channel.
Right. Yeah, what's that other thing they call it? That derogatory term? I forget. Anyway, if you think of it, blurt it out. But anyway, they said a couple of nice things about him, and they started attacking him. This is like the day of his death or the day after. And, oh, well, yeah, he was blah, blah, blah. But he upheld abortion, and he blah, blah, blah. And they started just trying to tear him up. And I can't take that. I just can't take that. And I didn't say it exactly like that. I said, oh, that's Fox. Get it off of Fox. Well, yeah, whatever. I mean.
But this guy says he saw him in hell. Okay, this guy is in hell, right?
Well, this is a Republican, weirdo, hateful dude. And a few of them have joined up on our Twitter thing. And eventually they get off because they're there as little spies or something just waiting to pounce. I mean, I don't know why, because why bother with us? We're little small potatoes. But, yeah, we've had a fair amount of people who come and go who are totally in that frame of mind. And it's just,
I didn't delete it because I wanted,
well, fine. I mean,
a passionate response.
Yes, I mean, I don't want to delete either. We could just come back at them with whatever. We should leave those things, you know, unless it's just all, you know, cursing and there's nothing at all there. He had a thought, even though it's totally warped, and you addressed it in the way you should address it. No, that's a fine way to do it, I think.
Well, I was angry when I was doing it.
It seems as if there are more Republican blowhards out there than anything else. I think it's just because they're so angry that they lost. They had 8 years of Bush. And 8 years of Bush, you know, humping on rich people and giving them breaks. And you know, corporations could run wild. And they had the...
What was it John Stewart said? Losing is supposed to taste like a F blank blank taco.
And they can't take it. I mean, were we that nasty to form our own network against the other party? Well, yet finally, somewhere along the line, MSNBC came in raging pretty much against Fox, pointing out their stupidities and irrationalities, and they look upon it as, what do they call it, Stalinist, you know, propaganda, trying to destroy the fabric of America. It's hilarious both ways, and it might be that MSNBC might go a little far out, but to me, they speak in the truth. Maybe I'm just on the opposite end of the polarity.
Well, Keith Olbermann does pick on Bill O'Reilly, but I don't care. Bill O'Reilly takes the cheap shots at him, and you're entitled to take some shots back yourself if, you know, you're being fired upon.
Right.
But you know, this Sarah Palin sex doll thing.
Yes, it's your most popular column. Yes, and you know what I noticed too over the last 2 days? That there was a variety. And though, even there was a couple of video thingies, but overwhelmingly it was Sarah Palin. And for one day, there was an awful lot came in on the end of the world thing. And that just disappeared after a while. But they came back to sex, Sarah Palin's sex doll, and just various other ones. So they're coming and looking, even though they're not writing. But I'm seeing how they're coming, you know? They're looking. Thanks for listening to the Buns and Barb Talk Show. The show of two Southern Belles with balls. Catch us on iTunes and be sure and visit our MySpace site at myspace.com/BunsandBarbsTalkShow.
And remember, two wrongs won't make a right, but three lefts will. Stay alert and stay opinionated. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha